Blog Talk Radio. Mr. Powell. So we want to say welcome to the Thursday night house night, the Advent Light Ministry. And we are going to be looking today at health reform. This is our Health Thursday. We know that it is the right arm of the gospel. We want to say welcome, welcome, and welcome. So, Sister Powell, your line is open so you can continue to go ahead and lead out, right? I will be monitoring to be able to open up some lines, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, my dear, for opening my line. Welcome, brothers and sisters on the line. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. We want to thank God that we are in the land of living, and we know all the different crises and disaster that is upon the land, and we are asking our brothers and sisters to lift up our brothers and sisters in, we're doing for some part in we are Louisiana and also Jersey, Queens, New York. There are people who died. Some people lost everything from their home. So we're going to focus our mind to, you know, tonight by lifting them, asking the Lord to pour out his blessings upon them. I know God have been sending help for them, you know, so we just hope that, you know, they will, all of them will be well and there will be no sickness or disease come upon them, those individuals. So let us pray, brothers and sisters. The Lord said, we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning your will is in the midst, and I'm going to offer a word of prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, we, your children, come to give you thanks and praise for the blessing of the day that you have restored upon us. Lord, some of us was on the street. You protect them by carrying them to their destination, and you brought them back home safely. We want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for Sister Stephanie, that she was able, Lord, to come and to assist on opening the land. Lord, you are so good. You are so great. Father, what can we do without you? So we want to thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for our dear Sister Kaja. Lord, continue to bless her, Lord. We know we miss her from home. We're going to miss her from even reading. Lord, there's the Minister of Healing presentation, Lord, and encouraging words. So we ask you to give her the strength and allow her light, that it, her light will shine, Lord, amongst her the students, them, and that she will be there as your mouthpiece to bring glory to you. So bless her, KJ, at work. Lord, strengthen that young man. Keep that young man. Lord, I just want to give you thanks. And a while ago, Lord, I just give you thanks when I look and see my sister and princess grandson came over to drop a card for Debbie. And when I look at the guy, Lord, I saw a giant there, Lord. I saw Paulie. I saw the large family in that young man. He is so pleasant, Lord. He is smile. And I just want to thank you, Lord, that though you have been protecting those young men, I'm asking you to keep him, Lord, guide him and also his wife, and help him, Lord Jesus, with that brave smile he has, that he will smile for you. Touch them that they may come to know you, Lord. I lift up tonight, dear, on this line, dear Father, everyone, Lord, as I give praise and thanks, Lord, I am asking you to continue to bless my dear beloved sister, Barnaby. Lord, continue to strengthen her both at work, at home, or on the street, wherever she go. And as she lift up, dear Father, you, Lord, we ask you to pour your blessings upon her and her children, both here and in Jamaica, and their grandchildren. Lord, we thank you for her, the resources that she has bought on this line by singing, reading, praying for each and every one of us on this line, and her determination is to follow you. Lord, we lift up tonight, dear Father, this evening, and this is an evening of praise and thanks to give you all the praise, Sister Consinelli. Continue to bless her, Lord, as she also present health tips, Lord, to us. We ask you for strength to her and all these little information, Lord, and her experience and that she had with all what she has presented, Lord, and she found help in it, dear Lord. So we want to give you thanks. Bless her children, also her grandchildren, Lord, her husband. Continue to bless him as he's another milestone of going up the ladder. We ask you to keep him in good health. Lord, we also lift up our dear sister Stephanie again. Lord, present her, our presentation, Lord, and the resources that you have used her to bring on this line. And Lord, even, Lord, to the line studies that we have been doing, studying the prophecy, Lord. So we lift her up to you, Lord, Brother Elroy and Sister Erico, Lord, and the children. We lift them up to you, Lord. Tonight, dear Lord, we also lift up our dear beloved Sister Tamiko. Continue to bless her, Lord. You have seen a heart of love, heart of sharing, heart of giving, and heart of, Lord, just to want to know more about you so that she can share with others. I lift up, Lord, her family members, her son, Taiwan, right now, going through difficulties. Lord, we ask you to touch him, allow him, that he will get a job, dear Father, and also, Lord Jesus, that you will reunite them together, his family, with the children and also his wife, and you provide for them. Lord, you can do all things, so we leave him in your hand, Lord. Kehisha, Lord, her daughter, continue to strengthen her at work. Allow her to shine her light, Lord. And also, Taiwan, continue to keep him, Lord, as a young man who is willing and hungry after your word, craving to hear your word, love his mother so dearly that he can contact his mother every day at a certain time, and mom can encourage him by reading the word and praying. Lord, what a joy in mom heart that she can know that her son, she can talk to her son every day. Continue to bless him. Continue to keep him. Continue to allow his light shine among others that he will teach, Lord, and share all the goodness and blessings that you have given unto him. We also lift up Brother Dennis, Lord, also him, dear Lord, willing, want to hear your word, Lord, and happy to hear your word. And Father, as we said, that there going to be a time when your word will, there will be famine for your word, and there is no one to teach us. So right now, Lord, while we get the opportunity, help us, Lord, that we will share the truth to everyone that we come contact with. We have our neighbors everywhere, Lord, not only the neighbors beside us, but everyone that we come contact, Lord. We also lift up Sister Elizabeth in the nursing home. Give her a mind, Lord, a mind to know that, to focus her mind upon you and to know that you are able to do all things. Oh, Father, I lift up Sister Miriam and Rochelle, Lord. Oh, Sister Miriam, Lord Jesus, you know everything about her and her desire and what she need. We also lift up to you tonight. Oh, Sister Dorothy, dear Father, oh, or my dear Sister Tamiko, Mom, as she's praying, Lord, for Mom, that she may receive the word, Lord Jesus, especially the 10 commandments you have given unto her and the 4th commandment to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. She knows you, but dear Father, she have not accepted the Sabbath message that you have given unto us in the 10 commandments. So we ask you, Lord, to open her heart and understanding, and let she ask for wisdom so that you can show and direct her and give her the truth, plain straight truth. Now, dear Lord, we also lift up Pastor Duby. Continue to bless him. Continue to heal him. You are the great physician. You are the healer, sympathizing Jesus, a man that was walking with you, a man that served you, a man that bring in and draw others to you, dear Father, soul for you. So we ask you to keep him and allow him to be in his right mind so that he will follow your health message and be obedient to it. We also lift up tonight, dear Lord, Sister Leola. Lord, she said she's tired just moving one place to the other because of, Lord, the hurricane, and they had to evacuate from where they were living, and now she's back. and what her daughter, dear Lord, we ask you to cover them, Lord, and Brother Rick, Lord, driving from Louisiana to Texas, they're back from Texas to Louisiana, and how to just get things set up. I know, dear Lord, it's not easy, but give them the strength, Lord, and allow them. This is the time, dear Father, we have to seek you, and this is the time we have to be obedient to you, and whatsoever you say to us, like Abram, Lord, go, and Abram obedience. So Lord, thank you for keeping Brother Rick and also Sister Leola, and also our dear beloved Brother John and Sister Brenda. We are, she also said they're supposed to come to stay where they are, dear Lord, because their house is on the water. So Lord, we ask you, Lord, for strength for Brother John and Brother and Sister Brenda. All these things is helping us building our character and give us patience so that we can have patience, Lord, to know and strengthen from you, that we will know that you are in control of everything. We also lift up our dear beloved Sister Carla and Sister Payne. So continue to bless and keep, guide, and protect them. Thank you for traveling mercy for Sister Carla last weekend when she went away and you brought her back home safely. We just want to thank you. We also lift up our dear brother Rick to you, Brother Rick. Continue to bless him, Lord, as he has held dear Father in the church, Lord, in Queensbury, and all the members there, dear Father, and the responsibility that our dear Brother Rick have, Lord, both in the church, in the community, and with his job. We ask you for your protection, your love, your mercies towards him, and also his wife, Lord, continue to bless and keep her, even on her job, that she will lift up the standard high, that they will know Christ and Christ alone. We lift up his children, Lord, his Ashley, Lord, thank you for what you have been doing in Ashley's life as she surrendered it to you fully. Lord, help her, Lord, to overcome her difficulties and bring her back to you, Lord, and the other children and also grandchildren and that little one who requested baptism. I ask you for strength for that little one. You want this little one to come to you, and this little one is coming. So we ask you to bless them, Lord. We also lift up Brother John and Brother Sister Brenda. Bless them again and give them also traveling mercy back, Lord, from where they are to our dear niece, Sister Nicole. Bless Sister Nicole, Lord, as she goes to school, Lord, and the challenges that she have, we ask you to cover her and give her the strength. We also lift up our dear beloved Brother O'Neill. Well, you know everything about Brother O'Neill, and his zeal is to follow you and to carry the gospel message, sharing the message in New York City where he is, or in Bronx, and all who he come contact with. And we lift him up, bless his children, his daughter who have a fractured leg, and the family who lost their home. Lord, we ask you, Father, for blessings and support, dear Lord, that the neighborhood will go to the assistance, that Lord, what I saw up in Louisiana, how everyone in the neighborhood came out and was helping and sharing and giving, Lord, help those individuals that they will follow these footsteps of these wonderful people, souls who are helping each other over the world. So we ask you to pour your blessings, Lord. Heavenly Father, tonight, dear Lord, we lift up our dear beloved Brother Eli. Lord, continue to strengthen him, keep him, guide him as a young man. His determination is to follow you. His determination is to serve you. He wants Jamel, Jahari, dear Father, Hisma, dear one, Hebony, Adeline, Lord, his mom, June, and all his brothers and sisters. There are so many names, Jamel, Jamar, Lord, and the assistant, Lord, in the facilities. He's lifting them up to you. Bless, and he prays for every one of us. We lift up our dear beloved brother, Brother Yudi, and Sister Melissa, and the baby, the El Store, Lord, in that community. Let that light shine. That light will shine wherever they go. They will remember, Lord, what God have done. So pour out your blessings upon him, and also the business. Allow it to be successful, Lord Jesus, and also bringing souls and also bringing helper. Because, Lord, if it is successful, we know that you will allow him to employ, bring in employee. Let the light, his light shine, Lord, so that you will know, he will know that you are there by their side. So we ask you for blessing for the children and the young born, newborn. We also lift up Lord Charmaine in Jamaica with that little baby who she says suffering from asthma. Lord, you are the great physician. You are the healer. They are depending upon the drugs, Lord, and they are castrating that they can't find the drug. But dear God, there is drugs in Jesus. There is healing power in Jesus. There is healing power when we present our case to you and believe and trust you and have faith in you. So this evening, Lord, I present that little baby to you, dear God, Charmaine and Juna baby, Lord. Help them first to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto them. But I present them on behalf of me, all of us on this line. Present that little one to you, Lord, and you are the great physician. And we saw you have demonstrated your healing power while you was on earth without a drugs that are antibiotic. You have done the healing by simple remedy. And Lord, help them that they may go back, Lord Jesus, to what you have given unto us, and ask us to be obedient to your will, so that we will follow your guide and your eight laws of health. So I leave that baby to you, Lord, and I'm expecting and I'm hoping, Lord, and I know that you are going to heal that little child. So pour your blessings upon them. Lord, what more could I do to you, dear Father? We lift up this world to you, the president, dear Father. We lift up all those who are warring over nation. We lift up our church organization to you, dear Lord, the ministers and all of their leadership, dear Father, the local church. We lift them up to you. You gave us a message to go out to warn the nation, to tell people that your coming is near, repent from their sin, that you are in control, and that, dear Father, if we follow you are content with you, you said you will content with us. So this evening, Lord, I come to you, Lord, with all these various requests, and there are many, many more names. I did not call our dear beloved Sister Katie, Lord, and her children and the little precious grandchildren. The good news that we got from her, Lord, stating that the little one that was very slow, that he is responding, dear Father, to the therapy, and he is saying, word, Lord, you are so good, Lord. So we want to thank you for answering prayer. And also Dominic, continue to bless him, the father, keep him and guide, and also the mother. And I thank you for our dear Sister Katie, Lord, able to call and we could pray together. And that is the blessings, Lord, that you have given unto us, that we can call each other, pray with one another, and to share with one another. So I just want to thank for this company and group that you have given unto us. Sister Lynn, bless and keep her, guide her, Lord, with her children and also her decision. You know it, and what the desire of our heart, but we present her to you again. Brother Elder Richardson, Lord, our dear beloved brother Elder Richardson, didn't get to call him, Lord, but I'm going to call him because I'm asking you, Father, for a healing, your healing blessings upon Elder Richardson. When we heard that Brother Elder Richardson did not came on the line Monday, we knew that he was sick, dear Father. He's not doing well, but the great physician who is Jesus, who told us that he can heal, he heal all our diseases. We present Brother Richardson to you. Bless his dear beloved wife, Sister Richardson. Keep her, give her the strength, Lord, and that everything will be okay. And we know that you are going to allow our dear beloved Elder Richardson to be well. We present Rhode Island to you, Brother Rich. Lord Jesus, the work that he has been doing in Rhode Island, presenting the word, Lord, preaching at the Sunday church. Lord, you're the truth, and I know by the grace of God, dear Lord, you're going to touch the heart of those brothers and sisters, and you're going to draw them to the truth. So we want to thank you, Brother Chuck. Continue to bless him and his wife and the ministry in Rhode Island, Lord. We also lift up to you tonight, dear Lord, this our speaker, Lord, who is our dear beloved Sister Stephanie. We ask you to keep her, guide her, and help her to bring the words, Lord Jesus. And we know, dear Father, she is, and we are so grateful, Lord, for the young people to join us and that they could take up this stand. Bless us tonight, dear Lord. And if there is any other Sister Sandra, keep her, Lord, asking for a personal relationship with you, and we ask you to strengthen her. Now, dear Lord, we present these requests to you, and we know that all my brothers and my sister who joined this line is agree with these requests, and we know you are in the most holy sanctuary, Lord, now doing a mighty work, your last work of ministerial work in the sanctuary, blotting out sin. Lord, please allow our names not to be blotting out, that but our names will be written into that book of life. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, Advent Health Reform Thursday. It is a pleasure for me here, despite of my phone is not working, acting up, but I just want to give God thanks for Sister Stephanie that she could open as a host tonight, and I am the air co-host. So continue, Lord, to bless, continue to share, my dear brothers and sisters. So I am going to open this line, my dear beloved, that she can offer us a song and also her praise report. No, so the line is now open to my dear beloved. 272-770.
Hello, my beautiful sister and mom. I love you very much, and I'm so glad you opened my line. Hello, everyone. Hi, Sister Stephanie. Hello, my dear brothers and sisters. I'm so grateful to be on the prayer line this evening with everyone. And this is Health Thursday, so happy Health Thursday to everyone. And I'd like to sing a song, Jesus Loves
Amen.
Me. Amen. Amen. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died. Heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine. Make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for me. I will love and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all, and thank you for opening my line. Hi, Miko. I live in Pennsylvania. God bless you all, and have a blessed and beautiful evening, and I'll be glad to sing another song later if you'd like.
Okay, don't you have any praise reports, Sister Miko? You can do it now, because we just have few on in number right now until the other joins.
Sure.
If you want to share something else, you can.
Oh, yes, no problem. I when I went out yesterday to pick up some items. I was able to meet a lady, and she told me that, you know, she wanted to know why was I fasting, because she asked me, I told her, she said, why don't you eat something? I said, I'm not going to eat right now because, you know, I just came in to pick up some things. So she says, well, why are you fasting? And I said, I'm fasting because today is Wednesday fasting. We fast on our prayer line every morning, Advances Prayer Line. She says, you're at Advances? I said, yes. And I gave her the book. I gave her the Three Angels Messages, and I gave her the Great Controversy. And she said, wow, I didn't know you was an Advances. I said, yes, sweetheart. I'm a new Advances, but, you know, I just wanted to share the word with you. And she had her friends there with her, so I had some extra books in my bag, so I gave them one as well. And they speak Spanish and English, so one of them that speaks better English, she said, well, can I have one in English? And I said, sure, I have one in English, and I gave her some little flyers because some of her friends speak Spanish. So they were so grateful that they hugged me and they told me, this is so wonderful. We can't wait to go home and read our books. So God is working. You never know who you're going to meet. And, you know, I just pray that we're all prepared when we go out to take our literature wherever we go. You know, you go to the dentist, the doctor, if you go to Walmart, even if you go to the gas station, wherever, a shoe store to buy shoes, just always take your little bag with you and put all your books, you know, your Great Controversy, your Steps to Christ, your Three Angels Messages, or even our book that we have for tonight, The Ministry of Healing. So it's a beautiful thing to take God's word with you, and you make people happy. You touch their heart because they never know why you're doing these certain things. You know, they never know why you're fasting. They never know what you're doing. And then when you explain to them, they're happy. They're joyful. So I was so grateful that I was able to speak with her. And I also was able to speak to my friend that I haven't seen since I was 18. Well, when I was 18, she was 10. But she's now 40 years old, and she has two children. And she told me she wants to get baptized. And I said, you want to get baptized? Her name is Sharisha Hazel. So she said, yes, I want to get baptized, and I want my two children to get baptized as well. I said, that is beautiful. And she said, I trust you because you always was going to the Kingdom Hall. When I was young, I always took her. And she was a little girl, but she was so grateful to be in the house of God. Learning about Jehovah God was beautiful for her, so she never forgot. And now that she's 40, she ordered a Bible, a King James Version Bible from Amazon, and she asked me to send her the link tonight for, you know, to join the prayer line tonight. I'll help Thursday, so she might be on this line tonight. And I'll be so grateful if you can talk to her and pray for her family, because she's gone through some things, but she definitely needs prayer, and it's a blessing to know that she wants to get baptized. So I thank and praise the Lord, because I could do nothing without God. I give the Lord all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory goes to God. So I thank you, my dear brothers and sisters, for hearing my testimonies and hearing my praise report. I'm so grateful. God is an awesome God, and he takes care of his children. So don't worry about anything, because with God, he said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, and God said that he loves you with an everlasting love in Jeremiah 31, verse 3. So don't worry about anything, but trust in everything and trust in God, and he'll take care of you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that wonderful testimony and praise report. The testimony about working for the Lord. Their testimony about when the Lord pours his Holy Spirit upon our dear sister Tamika. She cannot keep silent. She has to go out and share God's word. And while going out to share God's word, she met up another saint, another Seventh-day Adventist, and others, but maybe that Seventh-day Adventist not following the way, because she was asking her what she do, and she told her that she was fasting, what you fast for, and she was able to show her, share the word. So this is how the seed have been planted, sowed, and then after the a few months, we will get that fruit from that little seed. So I just thank God to know that my dear beloved sister Tamika, God have been using her to carry out the gospel message. And again, our friend, you know, I can't call the name, but you know the friend name there, sister. And she told us that she met that friend when she was 10 years old. She met her, and now she's 40, and she is willing and ready that she want to do Bible study. I want to be to baptize, and we know she have to do the study. So that we going to pray for that. God will use Sister Tamiko to give her the Bible study, because she have been studying the Word, and from there she can introduce them to the other studies, Lord, that she herself is taking if she's interested. So this is the way in which God wants us to draw souls to Him. So we are so grateful and thankful to God that He have been using our dear beloved Sister Tamiko. As the scripture 89 says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known the faithfulness to our generation. So we have to sing. We have to praise when we saw the things that God have been doing in our life, so that we can carry out this gospel message. And as tonight is El Thursday, brothers and sisters on the line, we know that the El message is the right arm to the gospel, and we know that God have given us in Genesis, I do know, but that as an El Thursday night, we soon open the line. In Genesis 1:29, He said, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and upon the tree is in this which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. So this is our lovely God, our loving God who gave us. And then 30 said the last verse. The last verse, every 30, and to every beast of the field, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, right? Yeah? I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. So God cared for every beam on the earth, that He gave them food, and it was good for them. So God loves us so much, brothers and sisters. So let us be faithful to Him. And then He turned to us. Not only that, He stopped that way. He said, yo, there is more that I can give you. There is more I can do for you. Right? And also He looked in 3 John, brothers and sisters. He said to us, thus, the elder whom with the well-beloved Garlus, whom I loved of the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth, that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And 4 said, for I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So God wants us to walk in the truth, brothers and sisters. So this evening is El Thursday, and let us walk in the truth by sharing God's word and the things that God have given unto us, right? The 8 laws of El, and we know that our beloved will be coming soon to present the health message, but we just warm it up that God gave us a command and He wants us to follow it. So let us be faithful, brothers and sisters, and follow His will. And a little later, we will share a little. Asking my brothers and sisters to press 1 so that I can open. 5-0-5, your line is open.
I'm here. Hello, Sister Power?
Yes, your line is open.
Yeah, Sister Power, I'd like to thank God because He is good. He is worthy to be praised. He's awesome. He's worthy. And I'd like to thank God for everything you've done for me. I have a prayer request, Sister Power. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. They're from my mom in prayer. Don't forget to pray for my mom, Sister Power. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Brother Jihari. Lift him up in prayer. Pray for Brother Javel, Sister Power. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Sister Adelina because she needs your prayer too. And I don't know, can Sister Tamiko text her the number for Advent Light Ministry and lift her Sister Adelina in prayer. Don't forget to lift her in prayer at the moment because she needs a lot of prayer. Her name is Adelina, Adelina. So lift her up in prayer. And Sister Powell, please lift up Brother Jamal in prayer because Sister Powell, he needs a heart of flesh. Sister Powell, pray for Brother Jamal that God will be kind to me. Pray for Brother Jamal and God will give him a heart of flesh because Sister Powell, God would take off that stony heart out of Jamal's heart. He needs a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. Just like Sister Tamika said, Sister Power. Sister Tamika said he needs a heart. He needs a heart of flesh. Brother Jamal needs a heart of flesh because he needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. I don't know, again, Sister Tamika, pray for him in her heart, Sister Power. I don't know, again, Sister Tamika, pray for Brother Jamal in her heart at the moment because, you know, Sister Power, the enemy is attacking him at the moment. But lift for Brother Jamal at the moment because the enemy is using him, Sister Power.
Okay, Brother,
and
Eli,
please
so,
lift up Jamal
so
in prayer.
We will be. Okay? We will lift
Amen.
Up Brother Jamal. Okay? Thank you, Brother,
Brother
Eli.
Brother Jamal, Sister Power.
Jamar,
Javel. Yeah, Brother Jamal.
Okay, all right. Let's pray. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of love. Of my spirit washed in his blood. This Lord come to you. In Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your whole heart and lean not on your own understanding. Heavenly Father, we come trusting you. We come believing in your word. We come
Hallelujah.
Day by day, minute by minute, asking you for help. Lord, help us to trust you. Father, help us to believe that when we present our request to you, we can't do anything besides leave it at the foot of the cross. So this moment, dear Lord, we are going above. We are leaving it to you because you mm-hmm. took all our prayer in the most holy
sanctuary.
And you hear them and you are working with them because you are the one interceding on our behalf. Lord, allow Brother Eli tonight to know that you have all these prayers. This prayer of himself, his mother, Jahari, Javel, Jamar, Lord Ebony, Adelina, all these names, Lord, you have. And as we present these names, Lord, whether Javel have a stony heart, Jamar, and all of them, Lord, they are not kind to Brother Eli. Father, we leave all those requests to you. You are the one we are leaving and trust that you are going to work in the heart of Jamar, Lord, Jamel, Jahari, and the team so that they will be kind, give kind words to Brother Eli. When Brother Eli share the word of God to them, that they will accept the word, and they too will able to carry that word to their other brethren. So, Lord, I present this little name to you today. Help Brother Eli to love, trust, and leave it Do not take it up. When we give it to you, Lord, we give it to you in prayer. And we have confidence, Lord. We don't doubt you. You said we must trust you. You are
Amen.
Ask and it shall be given unto us. Seek and we shall find. Right? You said faith by faith, you know. Faith is the substance of things. Hope for is something that we don't see. But we know, Lord, that you are able to do all things because there were faith, dear Father, allowing all these sickness that is happening on the land. And faith allowed the cure that you, God, is the curer. So we know that stony heart of Javel, Jamar, Lord, that you can take that stony heart and you can make that heart of flesh. And Brother Deli to wait upon you, leave it to you. Lord, when he gives it to you, allow him not to take it to be a worry again about Javel, because Javel, he requests is with you. So we ask you, Lord, as we pour out these requests, continue to bless your son. Guide him and protect him. Keep him, Lord, and help him, Lord Jesus, as he do your ministry, a missionary work that is life will and the light that you've given unto Brother Eli, that it will show wherever he go. Bless this young man. Keep this young man and allow him, dear God, to know and to trust you that you will be with him even to the end of the world. So we ask you, Lord, to bless him, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to open this line, 518-489. No, my one. Okay. Yes, brothers and sisters, God is good. God is great. He is worthy to be praised, Brother Eli. I'm going to sing this little song. Oh, wow. We have a coalition here. We're going to sing this little song. And my dear brothers and sisters, let us praise God, right? We are said that the Lord said we are two or three on this line. It's a time for prayer and testimony. If you even say something already and you want to share again until the speaker come on or the others come on and join, but we can lift up God and give praise to God because he wants us to praise him. And then we can go into the word. This morning, we have a wonderful praise report. We were praying for those individuals with the incident, with the disaster, and you know what? It's also a blessing, Lord. So I will sing this little song. Covered me, cover with his life, and it's 412 in the hymnal. Right? Look upon Jesus, sinless is he, Father impute his life unto me, my life of scarlet, my sins and woe. Cover with his light, whiter than snow. Cover with his light, whiter than snow. Fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sins and all, cover with his life, whiter than snow. Deep are the wounds, transgression has made, red are the stain, my soul is afraid. Oh, to be covered, Jesus, my own. Gladly I bear thy poor life alone. essential, I know. My life of scarlet, my sins and woe, cover with his life, whiter than snow. Reconciled by his death for my sin, justify his life, pure and clean, sanctified by obeying his word, glorify when he returneth my Lord. Cover with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sins of woe, cover with his life, whiter than snow. Deep are the wound strands, gression has made, red are my stain, my soul is afraid. Oh, to be covered, Jesus, with thee, save from the Lord that now judgeth me. Cover with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sins on woe, cover with his life, whiter than snow. Praise the Lord. I want to cover with his life, my dear brothers and sisters on this land. And I do know that you all want to cover, he to cover your life whiter than snow. He said, look upon Jesus. And who can cover it, Brother Eli? Jesus can cover us, right? And he said, look upon Jesus. Sinless is he. Father, impute his life unto me. So when his life is imputed unto us, Brother Eli, we do, and Sister Tamika, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, Sister Lynn, Sister Leola, Lord, Sister Carlos, when the Lord can shall cover us, Lord, cover his life, and when he cover us, our life will be as white as snow. We will have the character of Christ, where we will be able to represent him in everything, as our dear sister, how he has been using our dear sister and every one of us who is sharing the gospel message to others. So, brothers and sisters, God is good. I'm going to share my testimony, and then I'm going to open the line for Sister Tamika again to sing her other song, and wait a little for the others to join, and then we can go into prayer and start our message. Brothers and sisters, this weekend I have to give God thanks and praise. I was out of town from Thursday, Friday. I think I leave here Thursday. Friday. God is so good. Friday evening, Sabbath evening, I was with my children, my community children, those who was, as you call, neighbors, those who came into the church. By God uses me to bring in those individuals, and they were having a Thanksgiving service because my daughter, them, will be leaving New York to Georgia, And eventually they had a Thanksgiving service of one of our sisters upstate New York. So I was there over the weekend, and we have a wonderful time. We have around 18 people from Queens, Brooklyn, yeah, and they came up, and brothers and sisters, it was a wonderful message they present. A 14-year-old had present about the health message, the right arm to the gospel and what the Lord is expecting us and for us to be obedient. And he had done a great job. He and his mother was there. 14-year-old. So I'm asking, his name is Pierce. I'm asking you, he's expecting to go to high school, I think, something like that. So God is so good. And meanwhile, in the session, I was listening to 2 o'clock, the Chat and Chew group, because eventually everyone knows that we have a wonderful Chat and Chew group on Sabbath. And I wanted to listen, and I told them that I would slip out a little, and I went into our office, I locked the door, and I was there listening and listening to the testimony and pray. But before, and then after I came out when I present the health talk, and I went out, and it was such an excitement. They were looking for me, and they couldn't find me. So when I went out, my dear sister Cornelia's daughter come to me and said, "Oh, Sister Powell, we were looking for you." I said, "I was just inside here, was just sharing the word of God too." And she started and saying that what God have done to this lady. She was the one who bring them from the Roman Catholic style. They were drinking, they were smoking, they were doing all manner of things when this lady brought them to Christ and lead them to Christ. And she was just going on, and she go on. She was loving the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and the things that what happened, that we did not just bring them in the church and leave them. We were with them right through trials, tribulation, and right through their journey, brothers and sisters. We were there for them. And I give God the praise, not Sister Powell, because all praises and honor and glory go to the Almighty God. So I just want to thank God for that wonderful testimony and acknowledgement. But you know what? It's not acknowledgement on earth, but the acknowledgement too with God when he comes for us. So brothers and sisters, I can say, let us continue to live the Christ-like life. Let us continue to go out and share God's word. Let us continue to help those who are in need, brothers and sisters. And when we find that the people are in need and we can go and help and share the blessing of Christ, those individuals, you know, will look upon Christ and know that it owes only Christ alone can do that. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters, let us do what God wants us to do. I'm going to open the line for Sister Tamiko that she can present a song. Brothers and sisters, just a few of us and others on the line.
Praise God. Yes, my dear sister, this is Tamiko again. I'm so grateful to be on the prayer line with each and every one of you. I love you all very much, and I pray that you all are doing well. And I forgot to mention that today was Health Thursday, but today was also Food Pantry Day, and the church brought food over to the house, and I'm so grateful. And I asked them, could they please bring extra food for my neighbors? So they did, and I was so grateful. They brought them eggs, milk, juice, and butter, and cabbage, and cucumbers, tomatoes. I looked through everything, and they brought peaches. It was such a beautiful thing. And they brought them a pack of hot dogs and a little pack of ground beef, even though I don't eat meat, but I don't know, maybe the other neighbors do. So I was so grateful to take them. I had a little shopping cart, and I took them some of the food. And you know, brothers and sisters, I would not send that without putting in my Steps to Christ, my Three Angels messages, and my Great Controversy. So I also put that in the box to give my neighbors hope and encouragement, to let them know they're not lost, because God is always with them. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. So I just wanted to share that with my dear brothers and sisters. Thank you so much. Amen. And I'd like to sing "Here I Am, Send Me," taken from Isaiah 6:8.
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Today men heap reproach and shame upon Jehovah's holy name. Some shoulder weak, some paint and cruel. There is no God, so shouts the fool. Who go Jehovah's name to clear? Who sing his praise for all to hear? Lord, here I am, send me, send me. I'll sing your praises faithfully. No greater honor could there be, Lord. Here I am, send me, send me. Some make the claim that God is slow. The fear of God they do not know. Some worship idols made of stone. Some would put Caesar on God's throne. Who tell the wicked what's in store? Who warn of God's great final war? Lord, here I am. I'll sound the warning fearlessly. No greater honor could there be, Lord. Here I am, send me, send me. Today the meek ones mourn and sigh because the evil multiplies. With honest hearts they seek to find the truth that leads real peace of mind. Who go with comfort to the meek? Who help them righteousness to seek? Lord, here I am, send me, send me. I'll teach the meek ones. Patiently, no greater honor could there be, Lord. Here I am, send me, send me.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Lord,
Amen.
Here I am, send me. Brothers and sister, thanks, Sister Tamiko, for that praise report today. Evangelizing, the church has brought some food, and we give praises and thank, and she is so grateful to the church, and she was able to get some food for her neighbors. And while she got that food for the neighbor, get her little cart, set it up, she also placed the evangelizing, the books them out there by sharing God's word with her neighbor, my dear. And she said, as the song, Lord, here I am. She give her life to the Lord, and she's obedient to God, that she said, here I am, Lord, send me. And wherever the Lord send her, she's too obedient to listen and to go. So we want to thank you, my dear sister, for that song and your testimony again and praise. And brothers and sisters, tonight is our Thursday. Sister Stephanie, if you are on the line right now, you know, you can press 1. You know, I know you wasn't all in today, so I know it's a little difficult for you. But if you're ready to speak or early, because we are, okay, we can give you the time if you're ready. But we are going to just focus our mind tonight before some of the things that God have given unto us, Sister Tamiko, that we can share, you know, for helping. We are not saying it's healing anyone, but we have used these things, and it helped us so much. And one of the good things that I am thankful and grateful for is the 8 laws of health. And I will just share this, Lord, to you, as we know that God have given us 8 laws of health. And this 8 laws of health is very important to us. He gave us the new start, and this new start is for the world, but the world did not accept it. And we as a people who got this message to go out as the right arm to the gospel, we are not treating the help message the way, right? So because we are not treating the red help message, I just read a health reform Thursday, just a little quote that is on the iPod here. It said, among the wretched victims of want and sin are found many who were once in possession of wealth, right? Men of different vocation and different station in life have been overcome by the pollution of the world, by the use of strong drink, by indulgence, the loss of the flesh, and are falling under temptation. While these falling ones excite our pity and demand our help, should not some attention be given also to those who have not descended to these depths, but who are setting their feet in the same park? There are thousands occupy a position of honor and usefulness who is indulging in habits that mean ruin to the soul and body. Should not be most earnest effect made to enlighten them? So we know that all these things occupy, that we read a while ago, wealth and possession, and we deal with strong drink, indulgence, loss of the flesh, and all these temptations that Satan put upon us. This is how they are, right? And people are thinking that they're ruining their soul and they're ruining their own body, and they want to ruin even our body that God have given unto us, because we know we have been forced for this vaccination. We have been forced for these tests and all these things that is happening, that men is forcing us. And the Lord said, our body is the temple of God. So in this body that God gave us, my dear brothers and sisters, we are supposed to treat the body as God's temple. We are supposed to let others know our body do not belongs to us. It is the property of God. And if we are formed in the image of God and the likeness of God, we should be able to know how to treat the body. So God has given us an instruction, and we are praying that we will be obedient to these instructions. As he gave us the 8 laws of health, New Start, he gave us the nutrition, the food, as we read in Genesis 1, the fruit, the leaf of the tree for meat, and the food that he has given us, vegetables, and that we should eat, that it will build our body and in a nutritious way. He also gave us exercise. We cannot do anything, and the world know that nature is out there. God gave us that, and he wants us to enjoy nature by also exercising and doing our body. So all these things God is doing, God have been doing for us. So brothers and sisters, what we have to do is to follow his man. He also give us water. We can't do anything without water. We saw what happened. Water is powerful. Even yesterday with the storm, I saw some water running down in the train line in New York. It was flooded. I don't know if that water was so powerful and all that. And God gave us water, the pure water that we could drink. We can't do without water. Our body can't do without water for a minute. You know, we use water daily, minute and hourly. So God gave us that. That is the new. And start, he gave us the sunshine, right? When we have sunshine, even the physical doctor right now telling you, you have to use the sunshine. Go out and get some sunshine, right? Contact yourself with nature. Not to be putting ourselves, worshiping nature like what is happening now. You know, God gave us to enjoy, but not to worship nature, because God is the creator, nature, and he wants us. But whatsoever is there in it, Lord, we should take it, but not to what the enemy is trying to do, not the creator, God, for us to worship. And we know when we start, they started to do that, what is going to happen? The sun god after nature, we started, and there is a group out there, brothers and sisters, that is performing together about this nature of the hurt, with the dirt and prayer for the hurt. And let us not get ourselves tangled in that, dear Father. We pray daily, minute and hour, for God's people and for God to bless us, but not for prayer for nature, prayer to God. So you know what? Says not everything we are here outside here we are going to follow, because we are studying God's word and we know what God's word is. So let us be faithful, brothers and sisters. So we know that we sunshine, right? S-T, S for sunshine, T for temperance, and A for ear. We need that ear, fresh ear, brothers and sisters. When we go in, let our window open, our window, get some ear. We go out in the morning, get the fresh ear. It is good for us, right? R, rest. We cannot do without rest. Rest, we get our wonderful rest, both in night and rest in day, and rest around the Sabbath, the 7-day Sabbath that God gave us, that rest. Rest in him, rest in his word, rest to study his word, and rest to be thankful for what he has given us. And that big T, we can't do anything without trusting God. God is our creator. God is our healer, our deliverer, our sustainer. Lord, he is our helper in time of need. He is our great high king, high priest in the most holy sanctuary. So we have to trust in him in everything. Trust in him for providing for us food. Trust in him for providing us health. Trust in him for providing us bright eyesight that we can read his word. Trust in him that we can carry out his word as the ambassador, to carry his word out there to the others who do not know it, so that they can feed and search the scripture for themselves, so that they can have a personal relationship. Trust in God each day, each morning. When we wake up and saw what he has done for us, we have to give him praise. So brothers and sisters, let us follow the health message that God has given unto us. He has changed my diet, brothers and sisters. I'm so grateful that some of the things that I use and share, and simple method and simple remedy that he have given unto me. My simple and most good remedy that I have for my booster, I use lime juice, I use the lemon juice, I use the ginger and the garlic, and I beat up that and I put it in a bottle, a little honey on it, brothers and sisters, and every morning I take a tablespoon of that. If I feel like I have any little itchy in my throat, I go and I take a spoon of that and I make it, and that is my remedy in the fridge. And I give God thanks and praise that he allow me. You know, he is the great physician, not with a cold. And my body boosts my body. This morning, brothers and sisters, I have to give you that praise report. And then I will stop. It is a praise report. God is so good. He is so great. I was inside. You know, I can share my remedy because my method in how I prepare my meal. Sometimes I am here and it's just like the Lord just said, get up and go and do that, right? I don't have a recipe, but it just came into my natural. So this morning I was doing some meat, you know, I have some meat there. And I was trying to prepare it because we're going down this weekend. We have our wedding. And I'm asking for prayer for safe traveling mercy. We're traveling this weekend. So, brothers and sisters, I was doing the meat. And meanwhile I was there, you know, are doing the me fixing my veggie meat, my sunflower meatball, and my sunflower steak. If you ever see it, brothers and sisters, it looks like a real meatball, a natural meat that the person them wear, and sliced steak, right? And I was fixing it, and I heard my doorbell rung. So I leave it, and I went out. Who you think I saw? The person came off the step, but I went to it, and so I said, hello. It was one of my sister that I was witnessing to. Her name is Sister Gail. I met her up the road while I was doing my exercise, and I had a relationship with her, and we have a connect. And that woman, every time she passed, she said, Sister Powell, how are you doing? I come for prayer. You know that anytime I pass here, I have to stop, and I said, praise the Lord. And she came up and hugged me, a big hug. Hear me, let me hug who? You know, God, children come to me asking me for prayer, and I'm going to shake them up. And I hug her, and I said, thank you. She said, I come to you for prayer. And she was sharing her testimony about a job that she was on, and 2 days she on the good job, and the supervisor don't want to teach her and show her nothing. She gets so frustrated. She asks for help, and they don't want to. And she was there asking for prayer, and I was there praying and giving God thanks. The Lord put that woman right at my doors. Brothers and sisters, you see what God is doing? Yeah? Just live the life. And I just rejoice. We pray with her, and she said, thank you. And we are looking again for another job auntie, you know, because that job won't suit because she is not getting any help. New person 2 days. But by the grace of God, she have a spirit there that she trusts God, and she claim the promises of God that he said, if you ask, I will grant it. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door shall be open. So that is the God we serve. So I just want to give you and share that testimony of praise. So, brothers and sisters, we're going into another prayer, and then we can open the line for Sister Stephanie that she can join and she can come to share the message with us. You know, we pray for our other sisters and brother who is not on the line. We do not know what happened, but they used to be on the line. So let us lift them up in prayer. So I'm going to open the line and ask Sister Tamiko if she would like to pray for these prayer requests. And then after that, you know, we will open the line for Sister Stephanie to come and present her thing. 272, your line is open. Can you offer prayer for the whole general prayer, you know, for the group and for the speaker? Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Now, dear Lord, as we pray, take our hearts and our minds far away from the press of the world all around. To your grace, to your throne where grace does abound. And may our lives be transformed by your love. May our souls be refreshed from above. At this moment, let people everywhere join us now as we come to you in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus, dear Lord. We're coming before you to ask for your help, dear Lord, for your kindness, for your grace, for your mercy, dear Lord. We thank you for another precious day of life, dear Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind. We thank you that you gave us a peaceful night's sleep with your guardian angels surrounding our bed. We thank you for letting us be on this prayer line today on our Health Thursday, that we can fellowship here together, all of us on the prayer line together, dear Lord. It's such a blessing. So, dear Lord, we'd like to lift up all our brothers and sisters who are on the prayer line, dear Lord, and even those that are not here with us. So, dear Lord, for now we'd like to lift up on your precious throne of grace our dear sister Powell. Continue to bless Sister Powell and her family and all of her friends, all of her children, dear Lord, everybody that she meets, bless them abundantly. Bless her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, dear Lord, and bless all of her siblings. Continue to be with her, strengthen her, Lord.
cover her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. May you wash her as white as snow and keep her safe, dear Lord. Keep her protected, dear Lord. Cover her under your righteousness. Cover her and her family under your blood. Let no weapon formed against her shall prosper. But, dear Lord, strengthen her and help her to keep moving forward to do all that she does, dear Lord. It's such a blessing. She's a faithful servant of yours. You know, dear Lord, she helps others. She prays for everyone, dear Lord. And you know she's helping children out in different lands, different places, different cities, different countries, and she's making them food to take to them. School is coming back up, and she's preparing things for the children. What a beautiful thing to do. Book bags, school supplies, pencils, sharpeners, crayons, books, things that the children may need, dear Lord, even clothing, even food for the family. So we're so grateful to have Sister Powell, Grandma, and Mom, and friend. We're so grateful to have her. Thank you, dear Lord. Continue to bless her abundantly more than she can ever ask or dream or fathom, Lord. And pour out your Holy Spirit upon her and all of her family members. Give her a double dose of the Holy Spirit. Continue to be with her and strengthen her at all times, Lord. And we'd like to lift up our dear sister, Sister Stephanie, and her beautiful children, KJ and Kasha, dear Lord. Continue to bless them as well, dear Lord. Pour out the Holy Spirit upon the whole family. Cover them, dear Lord, in your righteousness. And watch over them day and night, dear Lord. Watch their going in and their coming out, dear Lord. Place a shield of angels of protection around their door, around their home, around their car, around their bedside to help them have a peaceful night's sleep, dear Lord. And continue to bless them abundantly as well, dear Lord. Provide their every need, dear Lord. And help them, dear Lord. Continue to walk with them along life's narrow ways. Be with them each and every moment, Lord. And we also would like to lift up our dear sisters. We'd like to lift up Sister Sharon Thomas and also Sister Elizabeth. And we'd also like to bless Sister Mary Ann and her daughter, Rochelle. Continue to bless them as well. And continue to bless Sister Katie. Bless her abundantly and her family. Take care of her situation that she is going through, dear Lord. We know that you'll make a way for her where there seems to be no way. Please bless Sister Lynn, bless Sister Payne, and bless Sister Carla, and bless all of their families. Strengthen them and keep them close, dear Lord. And also I'd like to lift up Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson. Continue to bless them too, dear Lord, and be with them. Sustain them, dear Lord, and be with them everything that they're going through. May you strengthen Elder Richardson and help his throat to get better, Lord. We also ask that you bless Brother Eli. Continue to bless Brother Eli and his mother, Rose, and all of his friends. I remember some of their names, but not all. Continue to bless Brother Javel, Brother Jahari, Brother Jamal, and Sister Ebony, and also bless Sister Tatiana and Sister Adeline. Continue to bless them, Lord, and bless Sister Patricia Lackin. She also needs prayer, and I would like to say a prayer for Sharisha Hazel. Help her to draw nearer to you, Lord, as she told me today that she'd like to be baptized, and her children, she'd like to have her children baptized as well. So continue to bless them, dear Lord, and cover them in your righteousness. And we also like to bless Pastor Henry and his friend, Elder Wright, and continue to bless them and be with them as well. We also like to bless Sister Brenda and her husband, Brother John. Continue to bless them and pour out the Holy Spirit upon them to keep them safe and protected at all times. Bless all of our brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Bless Brother Udy and his wife, Melissa, and their children, dear Lord, and their beautiful one on the way. Continue to bless them abundantly. Shield them and protect them, dear Lord. And also we'd like to lift up in prayer our other sister. Sometime I forget her name, but it's right on the tip of my tongue. Sister Barnaby.
Yes.
Bless Sister Barnaby and her family. Thank you. Continue to bless her and watch over her and keep her safe as well, her and her family. We're also praying for Louisiana, please help them, dear Lord, strengthen them, give them grace and mercy. So much is going on in the world today, so we want to lift up Louisiana. We want to lift them in prayer that the Lord will shield them and protect them. And we also want to lift up Haiti and Jamaica and Afghanistan. Please help these different countries that are suffering and going through tornadoes and floods. Dear Lord, place your hand upon them and heal them, dear Lord. Be with them and strengthen them. They need you in these last days, Lord. And I also want to bring out, there's a scripture in Chronicles. There's a scripture in Chronicles chapter 2, Lord, that I would like to pray for them. I can't find it at this time, but I would like to ask, dear Lord, that we can pray that prayer for them. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, to heal their land, dear Lord. So please be with these different countries that are suffering and that are hurting at this time, dear Lord, and please continue to strengthen each and every one of us and be with us, dear Lord. As you said in your word, that you would be with us, you'd never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, and that you love us in Jeremiah with an everlasting love. So we're so grateful that we have you, dear Lord, and that you always are with us no matter what. So thank you, dear Lord, for another precious day of life. We ask that you continue to be with each and every one of us, dear Lord. We place everything into your hands, and please bless the rest of our sisters and brothers. I pray that I haven't forgot anyone, but I'm asking for solemn prayer and blessing everyone and strengthening each and every one of us, dear Lord. Cover us in your sacred holy blood, dear Lord. Let no weapon form against all of us. We'll prosper, dear Lord. But we ask that we always put on the complete suit of armor to keep us safe and protected at all times, dear Lord. So we leave now in your precious care and keeping. And, dear Lord, if there's anything that is not right within me, Lord, I ask that you please remove it. Please create in me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit, dear Lord, because I wish to do your will and serve you, dear Lord. And I thank you again for everything you've given us, but not my will, but thy will be done, as it is in earth, also in heaven. I thank you for everything that you've given us and do for us each and every day. And I place everything in your hands in the precious and matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved sister Tamiko, for that prayer. Yes, brothers and sisters, want to thank you all for sharing and joining. I'm going to, next voice you're going to hear is Sister Stephanie. I'm going to open her line. 301-868, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. God is good. I'm going to read the Health Reform Thursday. This is from Counselor on Health. It says, among the wretched victims of want and sin are found many who were once in possession of wealth. Men of different vocations and different stations in life have been overcome by the pollution of the world, by the use of strong drink, by indulgence in the lust of the flesh, and have fallen under temptation. While these fallen ones excite our pity and demand our help, should not some attention be given also to those who have not yet descended to these depths, but who are setting their feet in the same path? There are thousands occupying positions of honor and usefulness who are indulging habits that mean ruin to soul and body. Should not the most earnest effort be made to enlighten them? Council on Health, page 15, paragraph 2. Mm-hmm. And this leads us into our Health Thursday, the continuation of our Health Thursday. And so I thank you all for the prayers. I thank you for the encouragement, the song, and the testimony. And the Word of God says, where two or three are gathered in thy name, the Holy Spirit is present. There I am. So though we are small in numbers, I know there are a lot of things that are going on. We have troubles on all sides. We have hurricanes. We have earthquake, right? We have wars. We have rumor of wars. Matthew 24. Go back and read that. And that is showing us that, you know, Christ's second coming is fast approaching. So we have to look up, right? Our redemption draw nigh. So I have a couple praise reports, and then I'm going to go into the our brief ministry of healing. I have been praying, and I've actually put it on the prayer line for my yard, for the it's called apron. So the apron and the lip in the front, the sidewalk, and the drive, the front of the driveway, for the county who is responsible for it to be able to come and do what they're supposed to do. And so they've been doing it. DPW have been working in our neighborhood for over a month now. And so they came and did mine, but they didn't do all of it. And it was like it was starting to crack and all of that. I'd spoken to them, and it was kind of like a little hustle type of thing, you know, because I'm a woman, I told you. But today, so I had seen the utility guy, and he called. I ran out there to him because I thought he was the one that did the marking for the sidewalk. So he was like, no, he said it's the other guy. He does the utility, so he does it with orange, while the other guy does it with white. So in any event, he kind of gave me some information and told me to call the, you know, call the county. So I did, and the man gave me another guy, and I, you know, he took my information and said they were going to call me back. I didn't hear any call from them. He could have, but, you know, I didn't hear get a call from them. But anyway, so I was like, you know what, this is ridiculous. And so I was praying. I was like, God, you know, make a way, you know. And so today, for some reason, they dug up. They came back to my neighbors, like two of my neighbors, right? One right in front of me and one beside, like diagonal from me. And so they had done that like a couple weeks ago. And I took pictures, right? Because I was like, their driveway is not worse than mine. Their driveway is actually, well, let me say driveway. Their sidewalk in the front of the house is actually in better condition than mine. So I took the picture, and I was, you know, I said, God, you're going to work this out because they're not going to try to not do what the county's supposed to be doing, you know, after we pay property tax. So today, as I was going out, they put a cone in front of my house, and they dug up like a little bit because I told them it is cracking. They just did it, and it's cracking. So they dug up a part of it. So I was like, what in the world? You know, so I was like, okay, I'm going to see what they're going to do. I dropped my son to work, you know, use his car, drop him to work because I had some things that I needed to do. And so we couldn't do it yesterday because we had a terrible storm. But God is so faithful that didn't have any leakage, all was well, and so we're thankful for that. So that's a praise report. So note that in your book. Another praise report is that I've been praying because I'm going to come back to the yard. But God is just so good. So there's a young lady that we've been praying for, actually one of my girlfriend's niece, and she just had a newborn baby. We thought the baby was 2 months. Beloved, the baby is just not even 3 weeks old yet. You hear me? So today is what? About 3 weeks old. The baby's about 3 weeks old. And you know when a woman has, you know, have babies, they, majority of them, experience postpartum depression. And so she has two other little ones. So she has three altogether, and they're little, like four and one and the 3 weeks old, or might be four and or three and two. They're really young, right? They're babies. So, you know, she's going through a lot of distress. And so we were praying for her. The enemy was trying to do all kind of stuff, devour her. But we were praying for her, and she's now in the arms of safety. So we thank God for that. We thank God for protecting her. And so fast forward now, I'm coming back to the sidewalk and in front of my driveway. And so I left, and I dropped my son off. And I came back home. I had another appointment, but the Holy Spirit said, go back home. So I said, I went back home, and I parked the car, and I saw another man, and I guess he's one of the inspector for the company, the contracting company. So there's an inspector for the county, and there's an inspector for the contracting company. And so I called him over, and I said, what's going on? I said, are y'all going to be doing all of this stuff? You know, I said, it's cracked here. Y'all didn't do this, but, you know, what's going on? So he said, well, you know what, let me call the other supervisor. Let me call the county guy. And the supervisor, the county guy came. And, boy, he was not happy. But before he came down here, I was talking to my other neighbor who they did his. It was not slated to be done, but they did his because he was like, listen, we pay our property tax. If you're doing something, you need to do it right. So I called him out, and I said, and I was showing him some of the cracks that, you know, was in front of my property and his property as well. And he said, look at that, Steph, yeah. And so we started talking, and I said to him, you know, they try to do things differently. When a woman come and ask them, it's a different reaction than when a man. So I said, he said, you know, Steph, I got the number. He was telling me about his experience. He said, yeah, he was nasty. He didn't want to do it, and was telling me that it wasn't in the budget. And so I told him, I said, well, if it wasn't in the budget, why did you do any of them anyway? You know, and so, you know, he talked and whatever, and we talked out there. And so the man came, and you could tell, oh, that man was mad. His face was angry. He was coming with legions, right? And so Mr. Woods, you know, that's my neighbor's name, and he kind of showed them, what I showed him. And he said, you know, there's some crack going on. He was speaking on my behalf. He was like, there's some crack going on. There's some stuff over here, whatever, whatever. And so the man was like, you know what? I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So he called the other guy over. Like, you know, he said, P, come over here. And he said, you know what? I'm tired. You know, we gonna end this once and for all, right? You're going to take up all of this. He was so mad. He was like, you're going to take up all of this, and we just going to do all of this, and we going to just do. And he said, well, do you think that I would have seen this? You know, because y'all, too, both these yards, they keep calling and complaining on us. And, you know, I'm going to end this once and for all. So he said, well, he started to say, well, we're not the one responsible for it. We don't do steel. So my neighbor said to him, but is this steel or is it concrete? And it's cracked because it's cracked and it's sinking down. And so he was like, well, the car was there. I said, well, I don't think so. I said, you know, so my neighbor went to move the car so he could, you know, see it. He was so mad. He was like, okay, I'm going to do all of it. I'm going to take it up because I'm tired of y'all. So I said, why are you mad at me? I said, I'm not. He said, yeah, because he cussed me down. I said, really? I said, but I didn't curse you, and I was just asking you questions, you know. And I said, don't be mad at me, you know. The man, he went and got his stuff, and he marked all of the sidewalk, all of it's called the apron and the lip and everything. I took the picture. So they're going to do it now, right? Because remember, I told you they were trying to say, well, we only going to do it if you let us do your driveway. And I was like, no. Yes, I'm going to do my driveway, but it shouldn't be married with this. This is what the county is supposed to do. So I thank God because we've been praying that they will come back and do what they're supposed to do. And so now it's being done. So God is good. He says that when we abide with him, and it was a good thing I came back. And so I watched them for a little bit, and I went and told my neighbor, I said, well, I'm getting ready to go because I have an appointment, but please make sure. But I made sure that they did all of the marking, so they dug it up. So tomorrow they're coming back to finish it. So I thank God for sometimes he wants us to wait, right, wait patiently, because this has been going on for 4 weeks, a month. But God wants us to wait and trust him, knowing that when we ask him, and we ask him things according to our will, because it's not safe, right? It has, like, you know, holes and everything like that. And if you're going to do something right, do it right. So I want to just give you that praise report. And I know I'm going to ask you to pray for me because I told you all that I had gotten a virtual job and the devil is trying to do everything, to block it and all kind of foolishness. But I'm not even worried about that because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we claim victory over all things, all our situations, over all our circumstances, over all our trials and tribulations, because we know that we serve a God of heaven that can do all things, that knows, as Sister Tamika said, how to give his children good gifts, knows how to take care of us. So I am just so blessed that God answered the small prayers as well as the big one. Amen and amen. All right? So let's go into a word of prayer as we move into the lesson, into the lesson for today. Continue to pray for me with the situation. Oh, and I do have a meeting with my job because I had put in religious exemption. So I have a meeting with them on the 7th. So I want you to lift me up in prayer that God's will be done as it pertains to the panacea. And one of my girlfriend has a meeting tomorrow. Her name is Sandra Weeks. So I want you to lift her up tomorrow. Her meeting is at 2 o'clock. So at the 12 o'clock hour, we want you to pray throughout that she will be able to be granted, because God says that we have the right to liberty of conscience. We have the right to religious freedom. And so we're praying that God will manifest himself in that situation as well. So Heavenly Father, as we come before you, I just want to say thank you. Praise is on my lips. Lord, you are so good to me, and I know each and every one on this line, you have blessed them abundantly, though we don't deserve it. So as we go into the lesson, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done, and now that they're doing the apron, and somebody would say, wow, she's so excited, because I see God's working even for the simple things within our life, and I know what's going to happen as I petition him for my roof. I got some estimate coming in as I petition him for the portion of the driveway that I'm responsible for, that God will send the right person, the right honest person, not to come in, want to hustle or want to give me a different price, because I am a female, right? I am a born female, amen? And sometimes they do things and give us a price separate from what they would give a man, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you, God, for all the wonderful things you're going to do in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. We claim the victory as you are working out a character for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So I am going to go into education, true education, and missionary training. And the underneath that it says, every real Christian is the helping hand of God. Did you hear that? Every real Christian is the helping hand of God. So whatever we choose to do with our hand, let us do it to the best of our ability, right? Whatever we choose to say with our tongue, let it be one that is pure and honest. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to remove anything from me that is not of you. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you. So the prayer and the message, Lord, will be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer, I pray, amen and amen. Okay? So whatever we say should be said in love, set whatever things are pure, whatever things are honest, whatever things are truth, let's think on things. Amen? All right. So here we go. I'm going into where it says broad foundation. I think this is fitting as we've been hearing so much about science. It says, the highest of all sciences is the science of soul saving. What? The highest of all sciences is the science of soul saving. Not the science, follow the science, right? We know that the health message is the right arm of the gospel, right? Health Thursday. We are to follow the science of soul saving. There are people that are hurting both physically, spiritually, and mentally, right? I shared about the young lady, beautiful young lady, but she's hurting mentally, spiritually, and physically because the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy, devour us. But we know that God loves us so much, right? He has given us power to overcome through him. Amen? He has given us healing. He said, by his stripe, we are what? Are healed. Amen. So it says, the greatest work to which human beings can aspire is the work of winning men from sin to holiness. For the accomplishment of this work, a broad foundation must be laid. A comprehensive education is needed, an education that will demand from parents and teachers such thought and effort as mere instruction in the sciences does not require. Something more is called for than the culture of the intellect. Education is not complete unless the what? The body, the mind, and the heart are equally educated. So they're all interconnected. The character must receive proper discipline for its fullest and highest development. All the faculties of mind and body are to be developed and rightly trained. And that comes in with the eight doctors that makes house calls. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, trust in temperance, air, rest, trust in God. So these are the things that we need to be able to have our mind and our bodies developed rightly and be rightly trained. It is a duty to cultivate and to exercise every power that will render us more efficient workers for God. True education includes the whole being. It teaches the right use of oneself. It enables us to make the best use of brain, bone, and muscle of body, mind, and heart. The facilities of the mind as the higher power are to rule the kingdom of the body. The natural appetites and passions are to be brought under the control of the conscience and the spiritual affections. Christ stands at the head of humanity, and it is his purpose to lead us in his service into high and holy paths of purity. By wondrous working of his grace, we are to be made complete in him. Jesus secured his education in the home. His mother was his what? First human teacher. Moms, yeah. Your role is very important. Dad's roles are important too, but mom's role are important. Jesus secured his education in the home. His mother was his first human teacher. Uh-huh. From her lips and from the scrolls of the prophet, he learned of heavenly things. He lived in a peasant's home and faithfully and cheerfully acted his part in bearing the household burdens. He who had been the commander of heaven was a willing servant, a loving, obedient son. He learned a trade and with his own hands worked in the carpenter's shop with Joseph. In the garb of a common laborer, he walked the streets of the little town, going to and returning from his work. So he wasn't a lawyer or a doctor. Okay? With the are you hearing me?
Amen. What you said, I didn't hear the last part.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says, in the garb of a common laborer, he walked the streets of the little town, going to and returning from his humble work. So I say he wasn't a lawyer or a doctor, right? He was a humble carpenter. That's the work that he was doing, a common laborer with his dad. With the people of that age, the value of things was estimated by onward show. As religion had declined in power, so he was going door to door, right? He was a door to door, going into the city, a door to door evangelist, a call porter, right? That back in the day. It says, as religion had declined in power, it had increased in pomp. The educators of the time sought to command respect by discipline, by display and ostentation to all this, the life of Jesus presented a marked contrast. His life demonstrated the worthlessness of those things that men regarded as life's great essentials. The schools of his time, with their magnifying of things, shall, and their belittling of things great. Oh, let me go back and read that again. I missed something. The schools of his time, with their magnifying of things small, told you about my small prayer, right? And their belittling of things great, he did not seek. His education was gained from heaven-appointed sources, from useful work, from the study of the scriptures, from nature, and from the experience of life. God lesson books, full of instruction to all who bring to them the willing hand, the seeing eye, and the understanding heart. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Luke 2, verse 40. This, thus prepared, he went forth to his mission. In every moment of his contact with men, exerting upon them an influence to bless, a power to transform such as the world had never witnessed. Mm. And so, Sister Powell, it is 9:07. I think I can end here. I don't want to.
Okay. Just end the paragraph. Just do the paragraph. End at the bottom.
Okay, so I did finish that, but I could go into another one, learning by imparting.
You finished the one, the science of sacrifice for the good of others. Just end that.
Yeah, it was a broad foundation. A broad foundation, that's what that is.
Yeah.
But I could go into this paragraph that says, learning by imparting. I could do that, and then we'll be done. It says, I'm still in the education and missionary training. Let the youth advance as fast, as far as they can in the acquisition of knowledge. Let their fields of study be as broad as their powers can compass. And as they learn, let them impart their knowledge. It is thus that their minds will acquire discipline and power. It is the use they make of knowledge that determines the value of their education. To spend a long time in study with no effort to impart what is gained often proves a hindrance rather than a help to real development. In both the home and the school, it should be the student's effort to learn how to study and how to impart the knowledge gained. Whatever his calling, he is to be both a learner and a teacher as long as life shall last. Thus he may advance continually, making God his trust, clinging to him who is infinite to wisdom, who can reveal the secrets hidden for ages, who can solve the most difficult problems for minds that believe in him. I'm just going to read the first paragraph in Influence of Association. God's words places great stress upon the influence of association. Even upon men and women, how much greater is its power on the developing mind and character of children and youth. The company they keep, the principles they adopt, the habits they form will decide the question of their usefulness here and their future eternal interest. It is a terrible fact, and one that should make the hearts of parents tremble, that in so many schools and colleges to which the youths are sent for mental culture and discipline, influences prevail which misshape the character, divert the mind from life's true aims and debase the morals. Through contact with the irreligious, the pleasure-loving, and the corrupt, many, many youth lose the simplicity and purity, the faith in God, and the spirit of self-sacrifice which Christian fathers and mothers have cherished and guarded by careful instruction and earnest prayer. Many who enter school with the purpose of fitting themselves for some line of unselfish ministry become absorbed in secular studies, and ambition is aroused to win distinction in scholarship and to gain position and honor in the world. The purpose for which they entered school is lost sight of, and the life is given up to selfish and worldly pursuit. And often habits are formed that ruin the life, both for this world and for the world to come. As a rule, men and women who have broad ideas, unselfish purposes, noble aspiration, are those in whom these characteristics were developed by their association in early years. In all his dealing with Israel, God urged upon them the importance of guarding the association of their children. All the arrangements of civil, come on now, religious and social life were made with a view to persevering preserving the children from harmful companionship and making them from their earliest years familiar with the precept and principle of the law of God. The object lesson given at the birth of the nation was of a nature deeply to impress all hearts. Before the last terrible judgment came upon the Egyptian in the debt of the firstborn, right, God commanded his people to what? Gather their children into their own homes. The doorpost of every house was marked with blood, and within the protection assured by his token, all were to abide. So today, parents who love and fear God are to what? Keep their children under the bond of the covenant within the protection of their those sacred influences made possible through Christ's redeeming blood. So we Amen. End here, Sister Powell.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I want to thank Sister Stephanie for this reading. And brothers and sisters, it's a long reading. And we are asking you, and it is very important, the life of Christ, right, from a child, and the work that God wants and expects us as parents with our children. Well, our children may be grown, but we have our grandchildren still. We have to pray for them. So we want to thank Sister Stephanie for this presentation.
And Sister Powell.
We are encouraging our brothers and sisters, please, to go back and read this chapter, right?
Sister Powell.
This chapter. Yeah, you're hearing me?
Yeah, I just wanted to share something because I do want a takeaway with the that too as well. But understand, as we started out, what is the broad foundation? What is the science? What is it we're supposed to be doing right now, right? From the broad science is what? To be saving souls, going after saving souls, interacting with one another, interacting with the individuals that we're coming in contact with. However, this panacea has caused us what? Not to want to fellowship and ice and commune with one another.
Isolate.
Right? It's allowing us to isolate from one another, contrary to what we just read.
Amen. And that is how we started this evening with the reading about the health reform Thursday among the wretched. We started that. We also do the health message, the Lord, in Genesis 1:29, and also 3 John 3, We also did that and also shared the testimony. You was, I think you maybe was a little busy, you know, in which we thank you for what you have done. But we share that this whole work is for us, for soul. And if you, the testimonies were so, you know, blessed, you know, with those praise reports of going out and share the message, going out and passing out the book, going out and interacting with others. And I just even share the testimony about my, that lady who came down and ring my door, Sister Gail, ring the doorbell, come and said, Sister Powell, I come for prayer, you know. And this is what the Lord wants us to do. So I thank you for this reading, and I'm encouraging my brothers and sister to go back, you know, with this chapter, right? This chapter is for us to the education that God wants us to have and also to give to our children and our grandchildren. So I just want to thank you for sharing. And I'm going to open Sister Brenda line. She came on last. If she could maybe have a prayer, and if she could close with prayer for us. You know, God is good. He said we are two or three gathered. You know that the Holy Spirit is in the midst. And I thank God for this little gathering, this little group. And let us continue to be faithful to God. We have seen the world, what the world is all about and what is happening in the world. And God has shown us all these things. But let us not let our heart be troubled, because we know where our Father is and we are working with him so that he will be able to cover us with his righteousness. So I'm going to open Sister Brenda's line. 929-801, your line is open. You want to share, want to give us a closing prayer, we open your line. 929-801. All right, brothers and sisters, I hope in this line I didn't get any response. I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined, those who share, those who came on to listen. We want to thank God for that. Thank God for Sister Stephanie for the presentation that she has brought to us, and also her praise report, what God has been doing and what he has been doing. You know, he has been so good with that sidewalk, and God allowed them to come and the work have been doing. So we just pray that Sister Stephanie will be able to give that man a literature, you know, tomorrow, and to share God's word with him. So God is so good. He is so great. So we are going to close, brothers and sisters, and remember that tomorrow is the Sabbath per day. Tomorrow, oh, it's Thursday, it's Friday already. Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow is preparation day, Friday. You see how the week finished close quick. And we are asking our brothers and sisters to, you know, pray for those individuals who are in the disaster area and those who lost everything, their house. Pray for Sister Leola and also Sister Brenda and Brother John, because they were too, you know, have to move out of their home, and pray for them and just ask the Lord to help them and to keep them. And also pray for the young lady that we heard were praying for on this land, Sister Russ and Brother Russ Lear. They were a fighter. They were the soldier in the army. They were out there looking for their loved one, and eventually they found, and she's in a safe place. Pray for the children, the grandmother who have those children, so God will pour out his blessing on them, Lord. So we are going to end with a word of prayer. I didn't ask Sister Stephanie to pray, so I will close. Come, O most righteous and eternal Father, we want to thank you, Father, for what you have done for us tonight. Thank you for the fresh breath, the new light that you have given unto your children. Help us, Lord Jesus, how, Lord, to prepare ourselves, our life with you first, so that we can prepare our children and our grandchildren, Lord. We can teach them to fear you. We can live a life that they will demonstrate and see and look at our example so that they can go out and share with others. Bless each one of us on this line. And as we pray for all the things that is happening, Lord, over the world, the wars, the rumor of wars all over in Ireland, in country, nation fighting against nation, people are dying, suffering, Lord. They are on a line spree looking food, water, and supplies, dear Lord. They do not know what to do, but you have fed Elijah with raven by feeding him, and I know you will feed your children, Lord, with the living bread, because you told us that our bread and our water is sure. So we present those individuals to you. We present our life to you, Lord. Help us, dear Father, that we will seek you, because you said if we search for you, we will find you. And if we content with you, you will content with us. So we just want to thank you. Bless each heart here, Lord. Hear our cry and answer our plea. And as our dear sister Stephanie and her friend will be going for a meeting tomorrow on the religious freedom, Lord, I'm asking you, Father, to allow the light to shine with them, in them, Sandra, Sister Sandra, and Lord, that the light will shine, and that, dear Father God, that your truth will stood, and that they will grant her freedom, dear Father, and also Sister Stephanie, for next week, further down, she too will be having a meeting, dear Lord. Father, you are God, and Father, it is in your hand. You can do all things. You said we must trust you, and if we trust you with all our heart and our soul and our mind, we know you will able to carry us too. So help us to be faithful. Thank you for this session. Help us, and although my phone, Lord, was able to hack up, I wasn't able, but I thank Sister Stephanie, dear Lord, to be there, to be allowing her light to shine in everything, Lord. This was an urgent call, but she did not reject it. She accepted the call. So continue to bless and keep and guide her, and bless every brothers and sister on this line, we pray, and even our visitors, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, again, thank you, and tomorrow night will be Sabbath, and we are inviting you at this line, this same number, you can call, and just remember us in prayer, and help that all of us on this line will be looking forward, that when our Father come, whenever he comes for us, we all will be ready. Thank you again, and good night. We are closing.